Karl Marx. He might have eaten mushrooms in the People's Park. He said, what do you think about my manifesto? I like a manifesto, put it to the test. So took a trip down to meet the Anarchist Party. I met a groovy guy, he was hardy farty. Said, I know a little Latin and a cuss and a guy. Said, I don't know what it means. He said, neither do I. Eat natural food, bathe twice daily, fill your nostrils up with gravy. Don't drink tea and don't drink coffee. Cover your chin in Yorkshire toffee. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute. Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper?
The least smart voice recorder I've ever seen in my life. It records in WAV format.
Okay.
Is that how you pronounce it? WAV. Yep. And but I'm pretty sure when I first installed it, it recorded in either OGG or MP3. But now because of the fantasticness of apps, how they can just change everything on, like they pull the rug out from under your feet. Now it must have gotten sued by somebody, so they.
Oh, beautiful! Thank you very much.
No worries, mate.
No umbrella.
No, sorry, not today.
You're a bit slack.
It's not warm
enough. Yeah, well, you could try and convince me that I'm actually in somewhere tropical and sunny.
I could. Yeah. I don't think I'd fool you.
No.
I'm not right now. You're a bit smarter than that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You're very good at complimenting your customers. Thank you.
We should have got Ricky to do an advertisement for his cafe.
Yeah.
And then we could have charged him. You know, because Andy C. Yes. might come out here and have a coffee.
Yeah.
You never know. Our listener.
Yes, we don't want to charge for advertising per impression or anything. It's a losing proposition.
No, we'll just tell them it's old hat, that impression business. So I likes the Pumpio. No, Pump Dog. Oh, marshmallows. Pump Dog's thing about pumping your life into your family and colleagues.
Yes.
Or in and out of your family. It just sounds a bit dirty. In a wrong way.
Yes.
Maybe that's just the way my filthy mind works. I don't know. If we're going to do a supplementary podcast, as opposed to a suppository podcast, which is the sort you stick up your ass. And if this thing even can hear me, we should probably start off by mentioning what happened in the intervening time since the last podcast we did.
Okay. Well,
we've got the other bloke talking in the background over there. He's the guest this week.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been like a year and a half since we recorded our last podcast.
Really? That long? Christ. And what a year and a half it's been.
Yeah. Well, you had your fantastic career in web development during that year.
I did. It was a fantastic career, a bright and glittering career. Trajectory like that of a damp squib.
Yes. Well, the thing is, you got there in a year. It took me like 8.5 to give up.
But you know, we were like, you know... shooting stars in orbit, you know. It was just...
Yes.
We burnt too brightly.
That's what it was.
No, I couldn't be asked to sit in front of a computer anymore.
Yeah, no.
Not for other people. I do it for myself. I'll sit there till my eyes bleed for myself, doing my own nerdy things. But when other people are saying, oh, can you make this do that? You think, oh, fuck off.
I was shocked. I mean, we well, I think the same way that my glittering career in web development inspired you to become a web developer. I think the sheer sensibility of you giving up inspired me to give up, and I was really shocked.
We lead each other. Yeah. We're like, you know, blind leading the blind.
I was really shocked by how much happier I felt just getting out and about. I mean, just even visiting Centrelink was a jolly expedition for me. It was...
Yeah. You don't realise the pain you live with until you actually get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's been quite a change, hasn't it? So you know, we've both
kicked our careers
down, in the bollocks.
In the bollocks, and whilst it's rolling on the ground in agony, we're running away as fast as we can.
Yes.
like true heroes that we are. Yes. Don't quite know where we're running to. Well, actually, no, we do, don't we? We've got an idea. I've got an idea. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just going to try and bleed the Australian taxpayer dry while pursuing anything that looks interesting to me at the time.
That's an entirely worthwhile achievement, actually, I think, because I have my philosophical approach to all that, you know, dole bludging and stuff is actually at least you're being honest about it, whereas people who work for the government doing pointless jobs whilst looking down their nose at people who are on the dole.
Oh,
yeah. Well, they're just on the glorified dole, aren't they? I mean, really. Instead of filling out forms, they're filling out forms.
Yes.
Or, you know, completing aimless tasks. Like running Centrelink, for instance.
Excuse me.
Yeah, we've both got colds this week. I think I'm losing my voice from talking too much. But I do that.
Well, I mean, the other thing is I have no guilt or shame whatsoever about being a dole bludger and then being a student layabout. Because in the time it took me to give up web development, I saw so many people who really contributed nothing to society and were paid very handsomely for it. Mainly people in marketing.
Yeah. Marketing, there's a career for us. the other news that's been playing on my mind of late is like I was telling you on the way down here, how the poet of Sawtell is spiralling the drain of death. he's very old and very sick, and actually he's not sick. He's just dying.
Yes, I've seen a few relatives and friends make that mental surrender before, and it's sad to see, but it's not like you can bully somebody into wanting to go on living, and when you're not in the same situation that they're in, you're really in no place to say, hey, you know, cheer up, smile, and you'll pull through.
Yeah,
if they really don't want to pull through.
It might never happen, mate. Sorry, death is inevitable. And when you're 85, and it was John Lee's birthday on the 13th, and I didn't even know. I felt guilty because I think I was actually looking after him that day. I didn't even know it was his birthday, so I feel like a complete shit, but there you go. So poor old fella, he's definitely surfing the drain. Couldn't believe how much he'd gone downhill in 3 days. I hadn't seen him, so I think by the time our next podcast in a year and a half comes out, he'll be gone, I think. So that'll be a sad day. What else? Oh, we had when there was all this. Andy C. and has been posting on Pumpio or Pump Dog or something. I haven't really investigated all that Pumpio, Pump Doggy, Pumping Your Family and Colleagues website. Yeah, it sounds a bit dirty. I'm curious about it. It looks quite handy, quite interesting.
It's all JavaScript. I have a deep suspicion of proper programming languages, discipline blogs.
But we went to that Node.js session at the DrupalCon, and it looked pretty good, I thought. All that MongoDB, it's all very...
It looks very nice in principle, which is, kind of makes me think, well, it's doomed to failure because, people don't jump on board the technically correct way of doing things. They tend to follow
idiots.
The easy and seductive way of doing things, which is why PHP is so popular.
But you said that Google Plus Tools would be a thing of the past by now. And they're still going, aren't they? Aren't they?
I think the fact that we're uncertain probably is a good indication of how successful Google Plus was.
I think it's achieved exactly what they wanted to achieve, which was just to have a finger in the pie.
Yeah.
And that's what Evan, don't know how to pronounce Evan's surname.
Rodroman.
Pumpio.
Yeah.
Evan Pompeo, that's what he, his, you know, he's got a finger in the pie, even if it is just a tiny little finger in a gigantic pie.
Yes, but it's Evan's finger of freedom, so it's a good finger.
We like Evan's finger of freedom, right?
So I'm
quite keen to actually get myself an instance of Pompeo up and running. So maybe I'll have a go at getting one going, and it can be the new Sawtelle microblog or something.
Okay.
But I'm not going to transition it over from the old one. The old one can stay there. Maybe that could be now that we've revamped the Club Linux night that we have with Paul Templeton.
Yes.
Could do something there. Could be good. I think now we'll play a Kenny Everett song.
Okay.
Once on the bridge, I raced to the controls.
Hey, Carla, look!
What?
Here on the scanner. It's a horrible thing!
It's not the scanner, Captain. It's a mirror.
Oh. Have you ever noticed how mirrors steam up when you kiss them?
Suddenly, there was a sinister rumbling. I cursed the galactic goulash.
Because I've got a few recordings of you playing. That was us doing the other podcast, which hasn't been released. You'll get that in the bootleg.
And will never be released.
Well, it depends if you get rich and wealthy, Matthew, and I need some money.
Yes.
Well, I think that about sums it up. Anything else to talk about?
Well, I have an interesting fact.
Oh, yeah?
Reading through all the sociology blogs and things, which is kind of what I do when I start work at the Men's Resource Centre for the day, and I get myself all inspired to change the world.
Sorry, the Men's Resource Centre.
Oh, we should do an ad for the Men's Resource Centre.
What is the Men's Resource Centre? Sorry.
Basically, if you're a bloke, or
it's got carpentry
you're a
toys.
Relative of a bloke, or you know a bloke, or have ever known a bloke, and you're in a spot of bother,
don't think it applies to me. I'm not.
then they can help you out, because they've got a fantastic team of mostly volunteers, of counsellors and advocates and lawyers
so
and semi-lawyers.
So I'm a bloke and I find it hard to get hold of Marmite in Australia.
I dare say they could help you out with that.
So I could go to the Men's Resource Centre and say, I need some Marmite. As a bloke, I find it hard to find it in Australia. Could you maybe lobby the governments to persuade whoever it is that makes Marmite in England to start selling it in Australia a bit more readily? They might help me. Is that the type of thing the Men's Resource Centre does?
It tends to be more your major life crises, which, I mean, depending on how much you like Marmite, this may qualify.
Well, all those links that Andy C's been sharing with us recently about, you know, all these men who might need some help from the Resource Centre.
Well, yeah, actually, the lovely boss lady there, Jean, was saying to me that they get quite a lot of guys coming in and doing courses on, you know, anger management and you know, drug and alcohol problems and all this sort of business. And they come in just with, because of the environment they were brought up in, i.e. Coffs Harbour.
Australia.
Yes. they just don't realise that certain behaviours and attitudes are inappropriate.
What, you mean drinking 44 cans of lager on the way on a flight to England?
Yes.
And groping the stewardess's ass is might be inappropriate.
Yes, yes.
Surely not.
So, you know, often someone will come along for help and end up doing some courses and come away a new man, which is a very laudable thing.
Yeah, if it works.
Yeah.
It's busy down here today, isn't it? People everywhere.
But yes, my interesting statistic was for the last 20 years, the number of children adopted in Australia has been pretty much stable at about 500 to 600 children.
That's not many.
Yeah, well, because I myself and my and one of my two sisters were both adopted. And I just presumed we...
You're quite rare.
I just presumed we had children, you know, coming out of every orifice or something.
Matthew, if you're making a mistake, you should probably flush those away.
Yes.
They're not children. I know you talk to them a lot. It's a bit disgusting, I have to tell you. I haven't had the heart to tell you for a while now, but that might be what's putting off your clients.
But, yeah, I just assumed there was no shortage of children going. But a friend of mine, Paul Van Campenau, who you met when we went to see the Pogues last year. That was another major thing that we did since the last podcast. We went and saw the Pogues in Sydney. It was great.
Yeah.
First time I've seen them for 22 years, and they were fabulous.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? I almost threw away my Zimmer frame.
Yep. Yes, it's great being in an audience of grey old men.
Yeah, I felt young and sprightly.
Watching eight grey old men up on the stage.
But there was a lot of youngsters in there, though.
There was. It was very nice to see.
Yeah, you know, under 40 and over 30.
So anyway, there was someone's published a paper recently about changing, you know, patterns of adoption.
Hmm.
And apparently in the year I was born, 1971, there were not 500 or 600 children adopted. There were 10,000.
What?
Why? And
how?
Well, basically, back in 1971, in Australia at least. I mean,
are you sure that they weren't coming out every orifice back in 1971?
I don't know. But it's not just 1971.
I'm not trying to say
that wasn't an unusual year. It was just, you know, that's how many were adopted more or less at that time.
Okay.
And that's because in 1971, you know, having a child born out of wedlock was the most shameful thing that could possibly happen to somebody. And,
which, of course, it is.
And you certainly couldn't buy a packet of condoms in the corner shop in 1971.
I can't believe people have sex. It's shocking, isn't it?
And it's a real indication of how we've become a more civilised society, that, you know, we don't have all these unwanted children being born, and you don't have people being ashamed of having a bit of consensual fun.
And a baby.
Oh, well, and not necessarily a baby, because they have access to contraception.
Oh, well,
so,
yes, yeah, that's it.
You know, even Australia is a better place than it once was.
You're making me feel kind of old, actually, because, you know, when you start seeing these trends in you know, changes through the generations, that's, you're a greybeard straight away.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's okay. Well, I can live with that, so at least I'm not collecting it quite yet, so.
Yeah.
So it's sociology. What exactly is sociology? I'm sorry to excuse my ignorance, but I'm a bit lost with it. It seems a bit general. This is like society.
It's one of those things that was kind of fell out of favour once Thatcher declared that there is no such thing as society.
So
you can't study it if it doesn't exist.
It's a study of the unknown.
So it's. I would define sociology probably wrongly as psychology at the level of large groups of people.
Yeah, fair enough. A bit like advertising, then.
Yes, I expect people who study sociology, quite a few of them go on.
You have a glittering career ahead of you.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. I don't know if this is recording, but if it is, I think I'm quite happy to make it a short podcast.
So am I, because I'm out of ginger beer.
And I've finished my chocolate.
Yep.
Oh, there you go, that was nice.
Yeah.
Let's stop it then. Dancing at the disco. Go, go, go. Dancing at the disco. Oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing at the disco. Go, go, go. Dancing at the disco. Oh no, oh no. It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. I know I had it on when I had my tea, and I'm sure I had it on in the lavatory. Oh no. Dancing at the disco. Go, go, go.
dancing in the disco. Oh no, oh no, dancing in the disco. Bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. Your new wool and perfect stitches. Not the type of jumper that makes you itches, oh no. Dancing in the disco. Go, go, go. Dancing in the disco. Oh no, and my mother would be so, so angry. And my brother would be so, so angry. And my girlfriend would be so, so angry. And my dog would be so, so angry. Cause I was dancing at the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no.